Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Four people were hurt in a shooting in the city's Nicetown neighborhood last night. One of the victims is a 7-year-old girl. Philadelphia police say this happened just before 8:30 last night on Hunting Park Avenue, right near Pike Street. The little girl suffered a graze wound to the side of her head. Her mother, a 26-year-old woman, was struck multiple times during the gunfire. They were taken to different hospitals and are both expected to physically recover. The two others who were shot are men in their 20s. They were each hit multiple times throughout the body and are in critical condition. Police are investigating the shooting and looking for any possible suspects. Hershey Park has released an update on the death of a 9-year-old girl at the water park on Thursday. KYW's Sunny Morgan has the update.
The park confirmed the incident happened at the wave pool inside the boardwalk section of Hershey Park. The statement also says over 100 certified lifeguards were in the water park at the time, all trained by Ellison Associates. 10 lifeguards were assigned to the wave pool at the time of the incident. Park officials say they had special deep water training. Hershey Entertainment and Resorts Company CEO John Lawn said lifeguards, first responders, and medics performed life-saving efforts on the child before she was pronounced dead at the hospital. Lawn says the park is conducting an internal review and will cooperate fully with authorities. As of Friday, police in Derry Township say they are working to gather all of the facts in this incident.
Phillies legend Dick Allen will finally be inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame this afternoon in Cooperstown, New York. The 7-time All-Star spent 9 seasons with the Phillies in the 60s and 70s. He's considered to be one of the best sluggers of his era. Allen's number 15 was retired by the Phillies in 2020, just months after he died. His son, Richard Allen, thinks his dad would enjoy this weekend in Cooperstown.
Anything out in the public, he would be humbled. But, you know, in closed quarters, we'd have a good celebration, especially with when, you know, family gets together like that. He always wanted an Allen family cookout. That's all he ever talked about, and I feel bad that it never happened.
Richard says they have a lot of family members from all over the country in Cooperstown today for the ceremony. The others being inducted today are Billy Wagner, Ichiro Suzuki, C.C. Sabathia, and the great Dave Parker. Tomorrow is World Hepatitis Day, and a nonprofit public health and social services organization in Kensington is offering free Hep C testing. KYW's John McDevitt has that story.
Hepatitis C is a disease caused by a virus that infects the liver. Over time, Hep C can damage the liver, but it's treatable if caught early. Hep C is usually spread by blood-to-blood contact like needle sharing. Prevention Point Philadelphia serves thousands of people experiencing homelessness and substance use disorder every year. The organization will be conducting free hepatitis C tests and counseling services on Monday from noon to 2 p.m. in its Love Lot. Kareem Mims is Prevention Healthcare Coordinator at Prevention Point.
So you show up, we'll do a rapid Hep C test, which is the finger stick. The results come back within 15 minutes. If we decide, or if the test reads that you're positive for Hep C, we'll immediately get you labs and then schedule for a follow-up appointment with the provider. But we will have the provider on site to talk to you a little bit about treatment options.
Those who get tested on Monday will get a $10 McDonald's gift card. Prevention Point Philadelphia is located at 2910 Ruth Street near Cambria Street.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.